El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Well, good evening, everyone, and good. I should say good morning because it is early in the a.m. of a Thursday morning here in California, but I know that for the rest of our listeners across the United States, it's been Thursday morning for a long time. I'm Bobby Dooley, and I've often been a guest on Phil's show, and through the wonderful generosity and advice that we've received from Mr. Hendry and Mr. Hall, we now have our own podcast, the Bobby Dooley Podcast, which right now we have Jay Moore. We're doing part two of that. That was a lot of fun with Jay. What'd you think, Steve?
Well, I got nervous, you know.
Steve got nervous when I had asked you because I'll tell you what it was, honey, and I didn't mean to, and I think every wife can relate to this. Mr. Moore was coming in for the interview, and I'd asked my husband, because Jay Moore has such a great following among men, because he does a...
Does a sports show.
He does a sports show, and a lot of men want to touch him and shake his hand and this, and I said to Steve, don't touch Mr. Moore only because, you know, there are people that perspire. My husband, I love you very much, darling, but you do sweat. You know that.
Yeah, I do. The sweat and pork is fine.
Well, the pork, one of the things that is, yes, the pork. Let me see if I can't tiptoe into this or slide into this discussion when we say pork and we bring up Steve's name. Believe it or not, there is significance. Pork and my husband. Steve was frightened as a little boy. He was raised in the city of Madison, but his grandparents had a cheese tasting stand. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, just like a wine taste, only also cheese.
Exactly. And so at the cheese stand, his grandmother would herd some hogs to watch them while they were overseeing the tourists doing the cheese samples.
Yeah.
And one of the hogs, when you were taking a nap, I guess mistook you for a female hog or something. What happened?
Well, I woke up and there's a hog was looking me up and down. Now, there wasn't anything bad, but you can well imagine.
Okay, and so what happened? So you've just, then what?
We wound up having a pork sandwich because I got so mad. My grandfather got mad about the hog looking me up and down.
And when you say the hog was looking you up and down, the hog didn't mount you.
No hog would, no way. I would never let a hog, no.
Well, you were very young. How old were you?
I was like 7.
You were 7 years old, Steve. I think people would understand.
No way. Told my grandfather that hogs, you know, eyeballed me, and that night, pork roast. Don't ask me. I don't want to know.
So all you know is that evening, pork roast showed up, but ever since then, the smell of barbecued pork.
Yeah, don't want to smell barbecued pork, because it reminds me of what I wanted to do to the pig, and all we did was, it was pork roast.
And so you cannot achieve, and I don't think I'm being heartless here when I say you are unable to perform sexually when you smell barbecued pork.
That is correct.
Now, let's talk about the sound of air conditioning.
Air conditioning was something that I loved and needed when we moved to California, and I didn't get enough of it because it's so hot here, and I come from Minnesota. So in order to cool myself down and just kind of take a breather, I would get a Playboy out, and just the turning of the pages so rapidly would fan me.
So you were reading a Playboy as how old?
I was 10.
You were 10, and you were reading the Playboy, yes, to see...
Yeah, naked ladies.
To see the naked ladies, but also to turn the pages so rapidly.
Yeah, because you read a Playboy, you're pouring through it and just, oh yeah, you look at all the, and everything that's nude there. And the rapidity of the page turning cooled me off.
Okay, and so the rapidity of the page turning, so the air conditioning...
The air conditioning was an opportunity to the Playboys get taken away, and now it's just air.
All right, so now air conditioning represented the removal of sexual pleasure, and that means
Yeah, no, I couldn't perform. And then the final one, if we leave L.A. County. Because if we leave L.A. County, all bets are off.
So you're very worried about leaving L.A. County.
Not to leave L.A. County, because I go home, but I don't have sex at my home. I don't have sex in my parents' home. No way. No way will I do that.
Well, I can attest to that, Steve. Well, I shouldn't say, but you and I have never had relations outside of the boundaries of L.A. County. How is it your body knows?
I don't know.
It's very interesting because I said to Steve once, let's stop here. I said, we're just inside the L.A. County line. We were on our way out to the desert. And I said, let's stop here. Well, we were actually well into Riverside County. But Steve, you believed we were still in L.A. County.
Yeah, I thought we were. We was.
We were.
I thought we were, yeah.
And yet, you still were unable to perform.
Yeah. So even if I know, or that I don't know, even if I don't know that we're in L.A. County, and I think that we is, my body knows that we is,
No, when you think we're in L.A., even if you think we're not in L.A. County, your body knows we aren't.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? Do any of you have husbands that do that? It's very interesting because I remember we stopped the car and I forget where we were. Yes, we stopped the car in Beaumont and I said, this is still L.A. County, honey. Well, I knew full well we were well into Riverside County. We were very close to Palm Springs.
Yeah, I bought it, hook, line, and sinker. I'm thinking, L.A., I love L.A., because I always used to sing that song.
Yeah, sing the song for the people.
I don't want to do it.
You don't even know I remember it. I'll sing it.
Oh, come on. Cut it out, Bobby.
No, it went like this. I love L.A. I love to screw in L.A. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Boo-boo-boo-boo-boo. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. You know, it went like that.
Yeah, I love L.A. I love to screw in L.A. And I forget how the rest went.
So that was, and it was called I Love to Screw in L.A. And it became sort of our theme song. And it's one that I know you, and it sort of informs our love, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I wish and hope that someday those of you listening right now can have the love that Steve and I have. And I know it's kind of a crude title, but would you believe that I Love to Screw in L.A. is every bit as meaningful to us as My Heart Will Go On or the wind that spread my... What was the Titanic song? That's the one I'm thinking of.
That's the wind that spread your legs, I think.
Well, it wouldn't be that graphic. You know what? I want to get on, and this is, we're really just messing around. I want to get on my very dear friend and a gal that has been just so helpful to me during this process, Margaret Gray. She is part of the Phil Hendry Show crew. She is a nationally syndicated columnist. And Margaret, are you there, dear?
Yes, dear, I'm right here, and you're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you. Margaret, I wanted to ask you this question. What was the name of the Titanic song that the little thin waif of a girl...
Well, you're speaking of Celine Dion.
Celine Dion, yes.
And Celine Dion, she sang the wind... You're right, it was the wings that spread my legs. Is that right, Frank?
Oh, the wing, the wind. Oh, by the way, Bobby, how are you, dear?
Frank Gray is joining us. Frank, I'm so happy to talk to you. My husband, Steve, is here. And Frank, you have been also a guiding light. Frank is an entertainment attorney. Isn't that right, Frank?
That is absolutely correct. And I've been an entertainment attorney for some 41 years. No, actually longer than that, about almost 50 years when I met Margaret.
And you met Margaret on the set of a film?
It was a TV pilot.
It was a TV pilot that you were producing, right?
That is correct.
What was the name of it?
It was called, Margaret, honey, what was it?
It was called Bunkhouse.
Bunkhouse, that's right. And it was a Western.
It was a Western for CBS. And it was not very good, but I wanted it to go because CBS at that time had a couple of projects in the offing that I did have a fiduciary interest in, and I was representing a couple of the stars. One of them was a little television show that you may remember called The Wild Wild West.
I know The Wild Wild West from the reruns.
Yeah, I know, Mr. Gray, I know that.
That's right, Wild Wild West, and I was We got that on the air, and we got Bob Conrad a terrific contract. She made a lot of money on that TV show. We also, Ross Martin, I also handled her, and both of them made a lot of money. I mean, I'm sick when I think of how much we robbed CBS 4.
You don't have a problem saying that, do you?
That?
You don't have a problem saying that.
I can't speak up.
Frank, I'm standing right next to you. You don't have a problem saying that.
Oh, dear, you can't do that.
I know, but he's...
I can hear you now, for God. I got a headache. Why did you do that? Why did you do that?
You couldn't hear me, Frank.
Well, in any event, Bobby, I made a lot of money for Ross Martin and Bob Conrad.
Now, you're talking about Robert Conrad, who's the was the star of the Wild West.
Yeah, it's called the Wild West.
Of the Wild Wild West.
That is absolutely correct. Robert Conrad went on to a TV a show called Blah, 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 Blah.
No, it was Blah, Blah, Black Sheep.
Oh, that's correct. It was the...
Well, what was Blah, Blah, Blah?
That, there wasn't a show called Blah, Blah, Blah. I got it wrong. It was called Blah, 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 Blah. Yes, sir, something like that.
No, it was called Blah, Blah. Hold on for a minute. It was called Blah, Blah, Black Sheep, Frank. Bobby, honey, are you there?
Yes, Margaret.
It was called Blah, Blah, Black Sheep. It was about Pappy Boyington.
Oh, that's right. That's right. It was about Pappy Boyington, and she was the head of a bunch of very skilled flyers in WW2. That's right.
Well, the reason why I wanted to have you guys on was to talk with me about the song that Steve was singing, I Love to Screw in L.A. Do you remember that?
Well, I remember the song, dear. I think it was something that you and Steve came up with. I don't remember it as being... anything that was, that had been produced.
Well, do you remember that at all, Frank?
No, I don't remember. What is the name of it?
Well, it was called I Love to Screw in L.A. Steve, sing a little bit of it, will you?
Yeah, Mr. Gray?
Yeah.
Go like this. I love L.A., I love to screw every day.
So that's it?
Yes, sir.
I don't know that.
Darling, it doesn't ring a bell.
Well, I know that it was a famous song. My husband is not going to come up with something that warped and weird on his own.
I wouldn't be...
You were going to say I wouldn't be so sure?
No, I didn't say that.
I think that's what he was going to say.
I'm sorry?
I said that's what he was going to say, but then he knew that you'd get bent out of shape.
All right, why don't we take a break then?
That's a good idea.
I wasn't going to say...
Well, let's just take a break. I'm Bobby Dooley, and you're listening to This is Bobby Dooley on The Phil Hendry Show. And we're looking for the lyrics to, and the melody to, I Love to Screw in L.A., if you know what they are.
Truth
I love
is
LA.
Our
I
bitch.
Like
the
I
Phil
love
Hendry
to screw
Show.
Every day.
That sounds... I don't know that sounds...
Very much. I don't know who the announcer is. We'd love to know who that gentleman is. Everyone has been so kind this evening. My hand of gratitude. I'd like to extend a hand of gratitude to Mr. Dan Northcraft, who is the engineer of The Phil Hendry Show and the technical director of The Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah.
And I want to also thank just everyone for being there and all of the nice people that we've met. It's really, really been a lot of fun, and we want to come back and do it again. Margaret Gray is on with us as we're talking about music. And my husband, Steve, we were talking about Steve's sexual dysfunction, which led to the writing of a song, or I should say, which led to a song that Steve is, and I have both come to love very much, called I Love to Screw in L.A. And we said that that song has come to mean... as much to us as spread the legs beneath my wing. I don't know what that is. Get Margaret, dear.
Yeah, Yes, your the song is called Frank, Help Us.
The song, if you're thinking of The Wind Beneath Me, that's a joke song. That's a song.
No, it's not called The Wind Beneath Me.
The one that I'm thinking of is a gag. It's a stag. It's on a stag record.
What stag record are you talking about, Frank?
Well, I don't want you guys to argue.
No, dear, it's all right. We go through this all the time. What stag record are you thinking of, Frank?
You remember the Hoosier Hotshot album that I had?
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. And I had a collection of stag records. I had Lulu Fondell. I had the Bronx Brothers. I had Jerry Pitt. And I had Big Mama Elliott. And they had all the stag.
I know the stag records you had. God forgive me. I know the stag records because I had to listen to them.
They're mild by babe. Hey, booby. Bobby.
Yes, Frank. I'm here.
Do you know about stag records?
I know that stag records. I think my father, Steve.
Yeah, stag records. It has sex and everything.
That's right. It has sex, but not graphic sex. I mean...
No, I wouldn't say that. One of the stag records that Frank has, Bobby, the singer Big Mama Elliott, or Big Mama something, she's on stage and she's singing about having her temperature taken the other way.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And this is on a nightclub stage.
Yes. And she's all and she's singing this song, and she's going, just the other day, I had my temperature taken, boo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, and I sat down, oops, there it was, doo-doo-doo-doo. You know, so it's done in this jazz sense.
Why don't you just not sing, because you don't know the damage you're doing.
Frank, would you butt out now, please?
Well, you brought me on to...
I know, but would you butt out now?
You brought me on.
Would you butt out now, though?
All right, let's not argue, you guys. We're all friends here.
That's true. But the lady is singing this song about having her temperature taken rectally in a scat thing.
What's scat?
Scat is doo-doo-doo-boo-doo, ba-da-doo-doo-doo-doo. The other day, I went to the doctor's office, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, you know.
Holy God, God forgive her for what she done did.
You know what? Forget it.
I gotta go because I'm so upset that I actually called him by the right gender there for a second.
Well, you know, I'm awfully sorry. I didn't mean to cause an argument.
No, you didn't. He's all bent out of shape because he couldn't sing scat. He couldn't sing scat any more than he could spell scat. So, yeah, all right.
Well, thank you very much. There goes Frank Gray and Margaret Gray. What was that she was singing?
That's called scat.
And what is scat?
Scat singing is... It's hard to say.
Well, I'd like to know what scat singing is, because that's what she was doing, and I think she said it's jazz. But we don't know. Dennis Rodman is in the news. I would ordinarily not talk about Dennis Rodman, because I think he is such a... Just... He's almost like... I don't know. What would you say?
He's like he's a disease, but he's not a disease.
Yeah, he's not a disease, but it would be so much easier if he was, you know?
Yeah, you could take a shot.
You could take a shot and not have to look at him. But Dennis Rodman apparently was in Korea, and he said that Kim Jong-un had a daughter, and that wasn't supposed to be talked about. And now Dennis Rodman's in trouble because of his big mouth. Isn't it just like these celebrities? But I don't really care about that, and it's not really interesting. All right, I want to get back to talking about my sons. And no, I don't want to talk about that either. What are we going to talk about?
Well, we got a half an hour.
Well, we have another half hour, so we'll get another guest on. Let's get another guest on. Do that.
All right.
We're going to go get another guest, and we'll do another guest, and the guest will come on, because we've got another half hour to do it. And I don't know what we're going to talk about. Did we run out of material?
Yeah, we ran out.
All right, so we're going to get another guest. Who's the guest?
I don't know.
All right, we don't know who it is, but we got another guest. I was going to talk about Dennis Rodman, but it's so... You know, it's just, I don't care anymore.
So you got to say...
Oh, this is Bobby Dooley and the Phil Hendry Show. Right, did I say it right?
Bobby.
I'm Bobby Hendry. The Phil Dooley?
Can I come back on? Frank passed out. And I...
Yeah, we need you to...
Phil Hendry.
And welcome back. I'm Bobby Dooley. I wanted to start off with, I'm Bobby Dooley filling in on the Phil Hendry Show. This has been so much fun, hasn't it, Steve?
It's been a lot of fun, other people.
It really has. It really, really has. And it's just flown by. I was going to tell all of the moms out there and the dads, guess what I was just doing right now?
You're texting the boys.
I was texting our sons. I got a text here from... Justin, he says that Seth... Oh God.
What'd he do?
He says Seth is in the bathroom and he's throwing his you-know-what all through the bathroom, wiping the walls down with it. It's just what boys do.
Yeah.
So let's get Margaret Gray. Thank goodness, honey. I'm very glad you came back on with us because I really did want to talk about music, and you know so much about it.
Listen, I want to tell you something. I don't think it is normal behavior for the children to be wiping the walls of the bathroom down with their own feces. Is that what they're doing?
You know what? I don't want to talk about that.
All right, but I don't think it's normal.
Well, let's just say this. You take care of your... part of the corral and all.
My part of the corral?
Yes.
Right.
Because I, you know what, honey, I don't want to argue.
No, I don't either, but I don't think it's...
You're talking about her son, all they're doing is just, it's just, you know, having fun.
I know they're having fun, but wiping down the inside of the bathroom with their own bowel movement is absolutely disturbed behavior.
Well, we'll see. You know, I just don't get as panicked as you do. All right,
All right. Okay, whatever.
Well, I just don't. I'm the boys are having fun, and here, Dylan just, he just texted me. Mom, is it okay if we drink the Southern Comfort? Of course it isn't.
No, I don't. Is that alcohol?
Yes. So, see, I told them not to.
All right, I wanted to sing a song. I know you wanted me to sing the song. I Love to Sprue in L.A., is that the name of it?
Yes, it's a standard.
I don't know it, but I wrote down some of the words that I heard you singing, Steve, and I looked it up in a couple of books that I've got, and I'm going to try to approximate it. I also got out a recording that I heard you guys do. So I think this is it. It goes like this. One, two, one, two, two, and a two, and a three. I love to screw in L.A.
Hey, Bobby.
Yes?
I'm sorry. It's Frank Gray. You just woke me out of a deep sleep.
She did?
No, you did.
I'm singing on the show, on the Bobby Dooley Show.
Well, you're waking me up out of a deep sleep. I was asleep right down there on the floor.
Why don't you use a bed, Frank?
Because that's where I passed out. That's where I passed out.
Okay, so what we have, what's going on?
I passed out on the floor, and as soon as she broke into that witch's howl.
A witch's howl, is that what you're calling it?
That's right.
Well, what are you doing sleeping on the floor? That's a better question.
Thank you, bingo. What are you doing sleeping on the floor?
I passed out. I passed out. You knew I passed out. He knew I passed out. Everybody out there in Radio Land knew I passed out. I was drunk. I was drunk. Do you understand? And I passed out on the linoleum because we're standing in the kitchen here, Bobby, or...
My name is Bobby.
I'm sorry, Bobby. We're standing in the kitchen, and I passed out on the floor. I'm passed out on a linoleum floor, and she breaks in with this, like that. I thought I was in the London Blitz again. I thought I was in the London Blitz again. And I think that it is a hell of a thing.
Don't give a big speech, Frank. Just go back down there on the floor and go back to sleep.
Is he actually going to sleep on the floor?
Sure, why not? Now, here it is. The song is I Love to Screw with L.A. This was for Steve Dooley.
Yes, my husband, Steve Dooley. And it was a song that we both knew, and we really loved it. It meant a lot to us.
Early in your romance.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, and a 1, 2, 3.
Ask! Would you not step on me?
Frank, would you...
I'm sleeping on the floor.
1, 2, 3, and a 1, 2, 3.
If you're gonna tap your toe, don't tap it on my face. There's a lot that I don't deny you, Margaret. There's a lot that I don't deny when it comes to my face. But don't tap your foot on it.
All right, dear. Go back down.
God almighty, there's not one thing having to do with my face that I would ever deny that woman. But what does he do? Taps his foot on it. How do you like them apples, huh, Bobby? What do you think about that, Bluebee?
My name is Bobby. I really...
My wife's name's Bobby.
I apologize.
Get back down on the floor and go to sleep, Frank.
Just, you know, the next time you put something on my face, don't make it a little bit higher up than your foot.
Would you go back to sleep, you filthy pig?
Thanks a lot.
I love L.A. Ooh, I love to screw in L.A. every day.
God!
What's wrong with you now? He's going upstairs. Good for you, finally.
Right.
Yeah, that's what the bedroom's for, you moron.
What'd you call me?
A moron. An idiot. That's what the bedroom's for. You don't pass out on the floor of the kitchen, Frank.
What?
You don't pass out on the floor of the kitchen, Frank.
I can't understand a word.
What an idiot.
It's really amazing that you have a husband who is so accomplished. Frank Gray is a great entertainment attorney.
Well, he's an entertainment attorney, dear. Great. We'll reserve judgment on that. I love L.A. I love to screw in L.A. That's the song, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah, that's it. And, boy, I'll tell you what, brings a tear to my eye.
Brings a tear to your eye. Well, good for you, honey. So there it is, and I hope that gives you guys many days of joy.
Well, would you mind leaving us with another one, one that I love that you sing, and it's called If Ever There's a Woman. It's from Camelot.
If Ever There's a Woman.
Yes.
See, there you go.
Yeah, but you don't know the song. If ever there's a woman over on the...
Over on the what? The song that I know is... If ever I would leave you...
No. It goes like this. How to handle a woman... Like that?
No, that's how to handle a woman.
Well, no, it's got nothing to do with handling.
Yeah, I've got to join Frank in... In fact, I'm not going to join Frank. I'm going directly to a coffin. I'm kidding. I love both of you. I do have to get to bed because I got an early morning.
Well, thank you very much, dear, and... We hope to have you back. Well, she hung up. Well, that was very instructive.
Yeah.
That was very instructive. That's Margaret Gray and Frank Gray. And apparently Frank had passed out on the kitchen floor, and Margaret was keeping time with her high heel into his eye.
Yeah, there's an awful lot I'll tell you, that woman with the high heel, she loved to drive that, she might put that right in your face.
Her high heel right in your face, don't...
Yeah, no, that's what I meant.
Well, this has really been a lot of fun. I do appreciate everyone that has contributed to the program. We want to bring on as a special guest Father James McQuarters. The father is with Belmar Academy in Glendale, California. And the father is a man who did something rather special for us. He said Mass at our home, and he blessed our gazebo when we first built it there in 2003. And here he is, Father James McCorders. Father McCorders, how are you?
I'm doing fine. And, Bobby, I'm so grateful that that I had the opportunity to be at your home and to bless the gazebo and to wish a great health and a great enjoyment there at your home.
Do you get asked a lot to say Mass at people's houses?
No, I don't. I it used to be something that we'd get asked quite a bit to say Mass. But we stopped doing that because we had to bring all the supplies with us. And the same was supposed to your home. Now,
And when you say supplies, you're talking about the wine mug?
Well, it's not a mug. It's called a chalice.
The chalice, I'm sorry.
And then also the wine.
And we had, now I know we had two mugs, and we had some of the...
Well, you know, you have to use consecrated wine. You can't use wine that's not been consecrated.
Well, what kind of wine, Father?
Consecrated, I told you at the time, we needed consecrated wine, so I had to go out and get some Christian brothers. Actually, I brought some with me, but we didn't have enough because it's a long story, I guess, to tell the people.
Well, that's all right, yeah.
Well, when I got there with the wine, and Steve and I and then Bobby wanted to toast the house and the gazebo, and we wound up drinking a good portion of the wine, so then I had to go out and get more consecrated wine. I had to stop out at St. Jude's, which is another parish. And as I did that, you had brought out some of the wine that you had.
We had a Parmesan.
Well, that's not consecrated wine. And the Phil Henry Show mugs, they had two radio station mugs. That's not going to happen either.
Well, what about the altar? We used the... Okay, so what you're saying is we had it all wrong.
Well, the other thing is you're not Catholic, you see.
Well, we didn't know that made a difference.
Well, no, it does. It does and it doesn't, you see. It's okay on Christmas. We get a lot of Protestants and Jack Catholics, and that's fun, and that's fine. But, if you know, you have a special Mass, it really helps if you're Catholic. Otherwise, what's the point? You know, you can't take the Holy Sacrament.
Is that why you didn't give us the little skinny...
Yeah, the Necco wafer is what I call it.
Yeah, the little Necco wafer.
It's not a Necco wafer. It's not a Necco. It's unleavened bread, and it's the body of Jesus Christ.
No, I know that, but it looks like a Necco wafer.
Yeah, okay. I don't even know what a Necco wafer is.
It's all round and everything.
Yeah. No, you can't.
Well, I wanted to do not the Necco wafer, but the little flat bread, but you said that I had to tell you all of the dirty things that I did.
You have to. It's not all the dirty things you did. It's reconciliation, which is called confession. You must say your confession.
Oh, okay. And then you get to have the bread and the butter. The bread and the butter?
No. It's the body and blood, the bread and the water and the wine. It's the body and blood, the bread and the butter. It's not the bread and butter.
But it would make sense if it was the bread and the butter of the body. You know what I mean?
No, it wouldn't make any sense at all. No.
Well, no, just go with me on this.
No, I don't want to go with you on this. I'm talking about the Holy Sacrament, and I'm talking about the liturgy of the Church of the Catholic Church.
The liturgy of the Holy Sacrament of the Church of the Catholic Church, I understand.
No, I mean, I'm saying the liturgy of the Church. It would be sacrilegious.
No, I'm saying that if at the Last Supper, let's say...
All right.
Jesus said, instead of where's the wine, and he said pass the butter, you know?
Yeah, what if he said pass the butter?
What if he said pass the butter? I don't think Jesus would ever say pass the butter. I think that's a phrase that most commonly heard at your house. Maybe most commonly heard in your bedroom.
Oh, my God.
Did he hang up?
Oh, my God.
He hung up, huh?
Oh, my God.
So he did hang up.
Oh, my God.
He hung up.
Oh, my God.
Up hung.
I can't believe... Get a load of that guy with the turned-around collar. How do you like that, huh? You see, we are not Catholic, but we're very interested in comparative religion, and I'll tell you more right after this break, because I just noticed that we've got to get... We have to take a break. you know, we wanted to close the show with Father McCorders and talk about the holy sacrament of the sacraments of the church and everything. And he, we'll be right back.
Truth,
I am Bobby
is
Gilley.
Our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Now, pass the butter, Bobby.
Father McCorders, that was.
I don't care. You don't. You don't mock. God will let me mock.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Well, welcome back. I am Bobby Dooley, and I just it occurred to me that people that have dialed in this evening to hear Phil Hendry and then they hear my voice, it must be a little bit of a shock, because you know something, I was informed by Dan Northcraft that Phil never has any guest hosts.
Really?
That's right. And so the fact that Phil would entrust the show to us, I'm very grateful, and I certainly am mindful that this is a show that we want to take good care of, and we want everyone to remember that we have our podcast, and Phil Hendry's show has a podcast, and I think that they're going to have even more of a podcast. Don't you, Steve?
Well, I know Phil Hendry is going to have another podcast, yeah.
Right. He's going to have another podcast. And there's a lot of exciting things that are ahead for the show. We also want to thank everyone that has, I don't know what it's called, that's loaded.
Well, yeah, everybody that's loaded, who loaded up.
Everyone that loaded up on our podcast, thank you very much. We are number 14. On the iTunes podcast load directory.
Well, where they upload.
The upload, yeah. We're 14 on the upload, and I don't know what that means, but we're 14, and we're in the top 50 or something of all of the podcasts that have ever been made, or not? No.
No, the ones that are on the load.
The ones that got loaded. I see, I don't know, it's a whole new language that they're speaking. And if you're like me, you're very confused by a lot of it. But there's so much exciting and wonderful material to be had out there. So there's all kinds of enjoyment that we can have. And lots of communication, and that's what I love the most about the radio. There's communication, and like tonight, we learned from Margaret and Frank all about, you know, whatever they do.
Well, I found out about Frank. He's laying on the floor.
Yeah, Frank was laying on the floor. And then we also heard tonight from just a lot of people. It's been a lot of fun. And I thought that I would leave you with a Dooley family saying, and one that gets us through very tough times. It's also one that helps us remember who our friends are, and it's just an all-around good, feel-good saying for us. And I hope you, too, like we do, too, will have it. Like, where do we have it, Steve?
Well, we got it on the refrigerator.
Yeah, if you keep it on the refrigerator like we do, or you can knit it into the sofa, I don't know, you know. But it goes like this. When there is trouble and times are rough, we go to a bubble, and that's enough. The bubble called family, maybe you heard of it. That's where we go together and just quietly sit. Mom and Dad and sisters there too. Junior, the dog, the kitty cat named Blue. We like Okay, I'm making it up.
I figured you were making it up. There's no such thing.
I thought I could take it to the end of the show, but...
Well, that's good.
I'm sorry. I was making it up as I went along. There is no family saying. And already the lines are lighting up. I'm sorry. There's a lot of people that are angry. I forgive me, ladies and gentlemen. I thought it would take us to the end.
Well, I got to answer some calls. Hello, Bobby Dooley. I know she's making it up. I'm sorry. Hello, Bobby Dooley.
I apologize, ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on. Bobby Dooley. Yeah, she made it up. I know. I'll tell her. They said you're a liar. Hello, Bobby Dooley.
I don't think that's necessary, Steve. You don't have to tell me.
Bobby Dooley. I know, sir, yeah. No, I wouldn't call her that. I know. No, she's not a whore. She's my wife. She's not a whore.
Well, all right. We're going to take a break. We are going to take a break of about a day. Okay?
Yeah, that sounds good.
We're going to take a break, all right, of about a day. That's the break that we're going to take. I'm Bobby Dooley. My husband is Steve. Our show has been produced by Dan Northcraft. The executive producer is Phil Hendry. And we want to thank all of you for joining us here on This Is Bobby Dooley. Until tonight at 10, when, I don't know, maybe we'll be back. I don't know. You know, have a nice life. Jesus.
Don't be mad.
I'm sure I'm a whore. Is that what the guy said?
Yeah.
Phil Hendry.